004 Thursday night. The end of page Kufsa de Galus, in the last paragraph of Parak Hamishi of Shaar Yichud HaMaisa. So the Chaim Soloveitchik said that the Yetzer Hara, even though we're dealing with someone who's basically shalem, we're dealing with someone who's basically at the end of the, he has been through all of the enticements of the Yetzer Hara, and he's shalem in Yichud HaMaisa. He's focused on doing things lishma, but the very last, so he could be like a, but the very last thing that Yetzer Hara throws at him is that he looks at others and he's mashpil others and he's mekaneh in others and he feels that others are taking away from his own covet. So the very last few lines of Daf Kuf Tzadik Aleph are very, I think they're very, it's a chiddush. The way the Chaim Soloveitchik says to deal with it is a chiddush, and it really teaches you something. What would you say if you were faced with this dilemma, not dilemma, if you were faced with this problem? Yetzer Hara is telling you to, jealous, and you look for his chesroinus, and you try to be mighty shamer on him. Of course, you want to remain on top. So you would say, I don't know. You would say that you should learn musa. It's a terrible thing. You shouldn't be makana him. You're not allowed to talk lashon hara on him. You're being mighty shamer on him. That's what you would say. But the Chaim Soloveitchik deals with it in a different way. That's what I find very, very interesting. Almost schwer, I would say. So the answer is, it's an insight. The Chaim Soloveitchik is giving you tools how to fight the different enticements of the Yetzer Hara. He's dealing here with a person that's very close to Shleimus, at least in Yichud HaMaisa. So, look at what he says, the last few lines. Hoshev lo, answer the Yetzer Hara as follows. Ta'ech avazeh, misha ahevo Hashem. How can I be mevazeh? I'm older that this person is serving Hashem as well. Say he's not serving Hashem as well as me, and he's getting covered that I deserve. But how can I think unkindly of him? Ba'azalzel misha kibdo Hashem. And how can I be mezalzel in someone that Hashem would honor because he honors Hashem? Below dailiyim yacholti lavod alakai kamohu. Like, tell yourself, ask yourself. Not only am I weaker in my avodas Hashem than he is, which is the source of the jealousy. Elisha estom misha avodo. Look what I fall into. That I am against those that serve him better than I do. Ein zet tzedek klapei Hashem yisale, elochovasi lehov misha'oev Hashem, la'avas Hashem. My obligation of avas Hashem certainly includes that I have to be ohev those who are ohev Hashem, and in turn Hashem is ohev them. Ulechaved misha'kibdo Hashem is kovod l'Hashem. Ka'omro v'siri Hashem yechaved. So if Hashem gives this person cover, then I'm mode that this person's a good guy. I'm mode that he's an Oved Hashem. I have my problems with him, and therefore the Yetzer Hara tells you to trip him up and to push him aside because he's trying to take away from you. He's trying to take away from you, you know, what's coming to you, and people won't recognize you, and all those things. So it's like strange the way to deal with it. The way to deal with it, you would say, is by learning Musar, Ein Malchus Nogas Bachaverta, Kilu Kimlo Nima. He can't take away from you even an ounce of kovod that's coming to you. like, why does it bother you? It's not chas or anything from you. I think that the Chayyus Halodus, it's like, how does he deal with it? It says, you have no right to dislike this person. You shouldn't. This is what you should tell yourself. The avoda that you should exhibit, the avoda that you should do to combat this feeling is to tell yourself, oh, I have to love whoever Hashem loves. How can I be against this person? He's an Ohev Hashem, he's an Oved Hashem. If I truly loved Hashem, then I would love this person. I wouldn't be against him. It would squash all my negative feelings against him. And if I truly was Mechabed Hashem, then I would be Mechabed this person myself. Because that's Nichlal and Kavod Hashem. It's like, so what I think the Chayyus Halodus is doing is he's turning to this person who's almost at the peak of Shleimus of Yichud HaMaisa, that he does things Lishma, and he's challenging that Lishma. In other words, he's telling a person who's just about there, who is there, and like the last obstacle that the Yetzer Hara throws in his path is that he's jealous of others. So the Yetzer Hara, the Chayyus Halodus wants to show that that's austere to Yichud HaMaisa. It's a flaw in Yichud HaMaisa. You are working on Yichud HaMaisa, and you do things Lishma, and you do things Lashem, doing the Ratzon Hashem, and that's your only paniyah, that's your only focus. So do you realize it's flawed? That's what you should tell yourself. If you don't love, if your real paniyah was to Hashem, and it is, and that's what you've been working on, so this is a steer to it. This is a flaw in it. It's a flaw in your love of Hashem if you have a negative attitude towards others. And let's say you have somebody, let's say you have a base, one sect, you know, and then the other sect has tinus on him, and, you know, they're fighting. So you say, wait a second, if I was truly shalem and focused and an ovate in the realm of Yichud HaMaisa, then I would realize it's flawed. So you get the guy, so to speak, in what he holds his avoda is in. I was bothered by the Chayyus Halodus' way of suggestion of how to deal with this. He doesn't deal with it like frontally as, hey, this is a midara, go be misakin your midara. Go be misakin it, you know, don lo anatoholech. If you have a shemitz of gaiva, so you're going to mokum ofarima v'teileya. That's what it says in Pirkei Avos. Deal with the gaiva. Chayyus Halodus gives a strange way of dealing with it. He says, deal with it by asking yourself, how can I be negative towards someone that Hashem loves, and I'm supposed to love whoever Hashem loves. So I thought it was a very funny way of dealing with that. It was essentially a midah raw. It's like, so what I think is that the Chayyus Halodus is using the person's strength to fight this particular Yetzer Hara. And if I'm right, then that's a brilliant way of fighting a Yetzer Hara. It's like you're mechanach a kid, and he has a particular Yetzer Hara, so I think a mechanach will tell you, or a parent should realize, or a Rebbe, that the best way of getting the kid to fight this particular Yetzer Hara is indeed to get him to take what strengths he has, what he's proud of, and then to use that strength to fight this particular Yetzer Hara. You say to him, you know, you're such a masmid, so then, like, you know, so, and you want, you know, you're a masmid, but if you do this, it's a stirat yasmoda. Okay, so, or you want to be mushlam in a particular midah, you work on that midah, you daven. You want to be Muslim and you're davening, but how can you turn to Hashem and talk to him and say, Habarachim, Rachim Oleinu, if you don't have Rachmanis on others? So how could you daven? Oh, and I'm very proud of my davening, and I work on my davening, and I put a lot of effort into my davening. So that's a very nice way of dealing with a flaw. You take the person's strength, what he feels he's showing, he's proud of, he works on it, and you say, ooh, this is going to be whole game, that avoda. So that's what the Chayyidus Halavus is doing here. He's saying, if you have this issue, this problem, it's going to be pogame in your Yichud HaMaaseh. Because Yichud HaMaaseh means everything's L'Shem HaShem. There's no Pniyah Chitzonis. There's no self involved. You're doing it all for the right reason. So you say, it can't be. If you were really okay there, how could you end up with negative feelings to someone that Hashem loves? Because you're working for Hashem. So you should look at this person. Wow, we're on the same team. We're working for Hashem. And that's what he says. So that's what I think is the mahalach that he shows here. And I think it's a very, if I'm right, I didn't see the Mepharshim don't ask the question. They obviously weren't bothered by the question. I was very bothered by that it's a funny way to deal with this. But maybe it's not the best way of dealing with it. Especially since he's talking about someone that's at the tail end of Yichud HaMaaseh. There's a progression here. So that's the Pshat Mechavis HaLavus. It's not Yichud HaMaaseh. It's felt in Yichud HaMaaseh if you attack these people. And then he says amazing things. He brings two stories in the Chumash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu voiced this mahalach. For Yadata Mahaya B'inyan Miriam B'Parashas Vatadaber Miriam V'Aaron B'Moshe. Now, I don't know what printing, if anybody has a Chavis HaLavus, but it stops here in the printing I have, in Kapachs. So what does he mean to bring down this puzzle? What does he mean with this story of Miriam and Aaron, and they talked against Moshe Rabbeinu? Like one of the Torah says, it's borrowed by me, he's referring to the end of the pasuk. Umadua lo yireisem ledaber ba'abdi b'moshe. So you know, certainly Miriam has become the Chofetz Chaim in the Rambam. So certainly she's become the symbol of Lashon Hara. With the Kalvachimer of the Rambam. Madach Miriam, you meant well. And she was older than a brother. And she was giving a musa in private to Aaron. No one knew about it. Koshke. So it's Lashon Hara. But the Pasuk says an added knech. The Pasuk says, Umadol lo yireisem ledaber ba'avdi b'moshe. Do you realize who you're talking about? Like, even if you think you see a flaw in him, and you feel you're objective, but you really have to think twice, three times, four times, 10 times, how come you're not afraid? L'dabar b'avdi b'moshe. It's like, that's what Hashem said to Miriam and Aaron. So the Chavis HaLavus sees in that as a point that you could not look aside, but Dal Mehocha, like the Lashon Hara, I'd say. Dal Mehocha, the Lashon Hara. And if I'm learning Chavis HaLavus, I'd say, Dal Mehocha, that you have kinna and you're scheming and you end up like working to be mashbel that person so that you maintain your position, or at least you perceive that you maintain your position. Dal Mehocha, that. But how do you? So the way to fight it, the Chavis HaLavus says, how can you not be afraid? Like, it's pasnish. You're against such a good person. That person Hashem loves. How can you act this way to him? He's on your team. He loves Hashem. Hashem loves him. And that's what you see in the parasha of Miriam and Moshe. Umadu lo yireisem ledaber ba'avdi b'moshe. That was a taina. How do you talk against Moshe? You know, whole basing them on who? Okay, so that's what the Chavis HaLavus sees, that's like a valid point. And then he brings down Kairach, even more amazing. Umahoya me'inyan Kairach la'adosoi b'kinosam la'aron kesher korbu l'fnei mishkan Hashem. There's no question, Kairach was kinna. Kairach was consumed with kinna. So the Chavis HaLavus sees that as a prime example of what he's talking about. And I guess it's like that would have been the safety check. Let's say a person doesn't. You could have nowadays, I don't want to say names, for example, like if people attacking, let's say, people would attack another group's rav, another group's leader. We don't know, unfortunately, maybe you don't know, but I do know what goes on. They attack and they talk and they fight. So this is a mahalach here. Chavis Lov is teaching a mahalach. You say, Gumaisa, you know that person is? You know who you're talking about? You're talking about a person that's an Obed Hashem. It's like, I think we're talking against Rav Kook. It's out. So you know, you took ideology, mice, it's all Irish guys, it's silly. Terrible. But this is a way you say, you know who the person was? You know who the cook was? You know his avodas Hashem, his sitkis, his kedusha. It's a mahalach, how to say. So you know, maybe it's like, okay, you only made a mistake about a certain ideology, a certain mahalach. But madua lo yireisam l'daber b'abdi v'moshe. How do you know what the person was? There's only thing they say, people are talking against the Satmar Rebbe, those Rebbe Yoyal. It's not for me. He said, you know who you're talking about? You're talking about a tzaddik, you're talking about a kadosh, you're talking about... So that's what the Chavis HaLovis is teaching us. Like that's a good mahalach. It's a good mahalach for a safety check. It's a good mahalach to stop machlaikis. It's a good mahalach to stop things that you really shouldn't do to anybody. You really shouldn't do it to anybody in Yisrael. But if you're caught up in that entrapment, so that's a mahalach, how to catch yourself and how to stop. I'll call it umadua lo yireisa b'dabi b'abdi b'moshah. So the Chavis HaLovis is applying that to every Jew. He really is applying that. He's saying you're attacking this person and you're trying to you're talking, and by now you're convinced that you're right. And you don't realize what your original motives are. The person doesn't see nigayatsmo, so he doesn't realize that it's all coming from jealousy. It's like with Yosef and the brothers. We could turn to that. We say Yosef's this, or that. Yosef, you know, Yosef this, Yosef, you know, all of Yaakov's Torah he gave over to Yosef, and he's. You think he's stunned like a person in the street. That you, so it's a mahalach. And the Chavis HaLovis sees that mahalach in Miriam and Aaron B'Moshe, and he sees that mahalach in Korach. He sees that mahalach in Korach. That Korach should have realized, you know, who he's trying to usurp here. Moshe Rabbeinu. How do you do that? Like you don't have a right, wrong. You have a taina. You think you're right. But you know who you're talking about. That's what he's teaching us here in this very last paragraph of Perek Hamishi. Yeah. So I'm saying this is a limud we could all take. It's like saying, you know something, even if you think you do know the score, like really, if this, when people get caught up in such things, so really, you can give them a smack in the face and say, like, who do you think, what are you, but if a person thinks he's on that, like, oh, so you say, you know, maybe you do know, and maybe you have examined the whole issue, and you have shitas, and you takarai, but you know who you're talking about. So it's a mahalach. It's like, it sidesteps getting into a machlaikis, like if he has a right to do what he's doing. Like in my examples. You say, well, what do you mean? You say, you know, let's forget about that. But you know who you're talking about. How do you, like, you should be scared to utter a word against such people. So, And it'll become, so it's not like gay anymore. If you think you understand, then you're also, yeah.
What about, and you're talking about larger than just the individual, when you're talking about a split of a group, i.e., the leader passes away, okay, and then you have this successional fight between two contenders. Who's the next guy, or who's the next Rebbe of this or that particular group, and then you have two major contenders.
Yeah.
They're both cutthroat.
So what's your question?
Followers.
Yes. So what's the question?
Likewise, this is a larger level than an individual, and they both. Think
so if the
Chayyim are these two groups both think that. Their leader.
Yeah, so they have to be careful.
The one that they're supporting.
So if if the shoe fits, wear it. You know, if the Chavis Halvavus' words of Madua lo Yeresim Ludaber Ba'abdi B'moshe fits, so then it applies. If it applies, it applies. If you're able to turn to a group and say, you know, maybe you're right, maybe you think that the old Rebbe really wanted this one to be the successor, but watch your mouth, how you're talking about that other person. He's a very big person. Be careful how you talk, what you do, what you say. So if it fits, in the Kadami, it applies. Perek Shishi. We move on after this long Perek. And in Perek Shishi, so if you think, in Perek Shishi, the Chayyim Halvavus is going to semi-apologize for the length of Perek Chamishi. I say semi-apologize because he's going to say that I know I just burdened you with a very long Perek, but I want you to know that I could have made it 10 times as long as it is, because I just gave you the basic principles of the Yetzer Hara's enticements, and everything branches off into subtleties and different. This is nothing. I gave you the bare basics of an outline of broad categories. That's what he's going to say. But he knows the last parak was long. He makes mention of it twice in the very short parak Shishi. Shar Yichud HaMaitz is a funny shar, if you remember it. Parakim 1, 2, 3, 4 were very, very short. Parak 6 was very short. And Parak 5 breaks the bank, as they say. Aval HaBikores. Now he's in the last parak of Shar Yichud HaMaitz. And this is really, it's almost, this parak is almost the theme song of the whole Chayvus HaLovus. Because Yichud HaMaitz is totally in Kavono. It's totally in lathe. It's not totally in actions. Two people put on tefillin in the morning. One person is putting on tefillin because Hashem told him to put on tefillin. And the other person is putting on tefillin because it's 7:02. And that's what you do at 7:02 in the morning. You put on tefillin. And everybody else is putting on tefillin. And if he doesn't put on tefillin, his wife's going to ask him, why didn't you put on tefillin today? So that's, both of them are putting on tefillin, but one is focused on the right reason. And I'm not even talking about that he should think about why he's putting on tefillin, why Hashem wants him to put on tefillin, which we talked about last week in the Shabbos Drasha. When we say it in the L'shem Yichud, right? That's already, wow. And that's already, in order that you should be Meshabed, your lev and your moach to Hashem, and then you could actually do it also. You could be it's like saying, you know, you're wearing tzitzis, you put on your talus in the morning. So you want to put on your talus because you're going to put on your tefillin. You can't put on your tefillin without putting on your talus. That's one reason. Also, you're not going to stand in the shul without a talus. You look like an idiot. So that's one reason to put on a talus. Two, actually. Then you can put on a talus because Hashem told you to wear a beged of, to wear tzitzis, let's say, on a beged of dalet kapos. And you could realize and think about that Hashem said it so that we should look at the tzitzis and remember the mitzvahs Hashem and do them. And that's an even greater matrega. Then you can actually look at the tzitzis and remember the mitzvahs Hashem. You can actually do it. You know, it's not just you're putting it on in order to do it. You can actually go do it. You could look at the mitzvahs. I told you about Victor Miller. I heard that's how it suggests every time you see your tzitzis, you should think about one mitzvah. Think about a mitzvah. And so you'll be Makai in the Indian of tzitzis. You'll taka, remember a mitzvah. And then you have Asisa Mosa. Whoa, you'll mamish do it. And then you'll have Isim Kadoshim Lelokeichem. So that's all Yichud Amaisa. But it's all in the lay. You see two people in shul putting on a talis, you can't see a difference. Aval Habikores, the care you have to take and the carefulness that you have to take, al hamachshava ushmirasa, al hamachshava on your thoughts, your attitudes, your intentions. You have to be very careful with your machshava. This is yichud hamaaseh, it's all in the machshava. People don't pay enough attention to their machshava. They think that yaitzu with deeds. And he's going to say in this parak, deeds, he's going to say it. I'm quoting the Chavis Halvodas now. Deeds is a very, very small part of Avodas Hashem. I have to hasten to say it's a necessary part, but it's a very small part. In terms of priorities, it almost certainly comes first in terms of priorities. You have to make sure that your tefillin are kosher before you do anything else. Before you mechaven by the L'shem Yichud, you should make sure your tefillin are kosher and that you're putting it on properly. That's first. But that's a very small part. So he says, therefore, the care you take to have the right machshava, ushmirasa, and shmirasa means pasha to be shomerit, not to be influenced by all the attackers of gaiva, the attackers of kavod, the attackers of benefits that will bring you an olam hazeh, the attackers of wanting to have a comfortable life. These are all things that attack yichud hamaaseh. Harei roi lecha. So therefore, because of the importance, because of the overwhelming importance of that, it's important shelo tisalein, that you don't turn aside, that you don't ignore milavaker es rayon osecha. When's the last time Chavis Halvodas is asking us? When is the last time you thought about your thoughts? Do I have the right attitudes towards things? Do I have the right thoughts about things? Do I think about Hashem? Do I do things for Hashem's sake? You have to be mevaker then. You have to think about your thoughts. Umachshav secha, ve'ruhei libcha. You have to think if you have the right thoughts. Do you have the thought that olam hazeh is a proizdor l'olam haba? Do you have the thought that everything that exists is only a manifestation of Hashem's will? Do you have the thought that Hashem is always watching you and sees every little thing that you do? Do you have the thought that, these are the thoughts. These are thoughts. These are attitudes. These are things that you have to think about. When's the last time? Do I think Shvisi Hashem when they saw it? Do I walk around with that? Or I only think of it once in a while when I see a sign. So I say, oh, Shvisi Hashem when they saw it. So you have to be mevaker, rayon osecha, your ideas, your thoughts, what you think about, hirhurei libcha, ki rov hefsed v'kosher hamaisim, most of the spoiling, or the kosher, the making it good, whether it's going to be good or not, of the maisim, eino elomehem, is going to depend on your thoughts. Most of the, it might be, you eat to the mitzvah. It's like you buy some fruit in the store, so you get home and maybe you can't give it back, but it's spoiled. It's not, there's no gishmak in it. It's not what you would like to buy and like to have. So he says most of the spoilage or the well-being of your maisa is based on your lave. It's not based on the dick. It's based on the lave. We would say most of the maisa is based on the dikta kamaisa. How well I was medactic to do everything the din demanded of me. not Mechaibus Halavus' world. Again, it's a first step. And I don't know how much of a role Diktuk HaMaisa mean, you know, you have a Shulchan Aruch, you have a Mishnah Berurah. You have to follow, certainly, you have to do, the bottom line always, of course, is you have to do what. And I don't know about Diktuk HaDin. If you would ask me what's more important, Diktuk HaDin, let's say to be Chayshish Vashitas. Okay, it's not a it shouldn't be a choice. But that, the Chayshish HaLavus is saying, rather than thinking that the determination, the determining factor of the beauty of a maaseh put on tefillin, rather than is this a beautiful action or is it a pitiful action? And maybe you were yotzei, but it's pitiful. It's not depending on the hidur of the action. That's what he says in the sentence. It depends on your thoughts when you put on the tefillin. Once you pass the threshold of having done the maaseh mitzvah, because without that you have nothing. You don't have the bodies. So where's the soul going to go? If there's no body, there's no soul by a mitzvah. I don't know, there's no soul. But the first thing you have to focus on in terms of priorities is the body, is making sure that it's a maaseh mitzvah. But after that, is the thoughts. And you have to examine your thoughts and think about your thoughts. Do I have the right thoughts? Do I have the right attitudes? Do I have the right feelings? Am I thinking about the mitzvah the right way? Am I thinking what I'm supposed to think about the mitzvah? Okay, stop here.